Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present Manatee Summer by Evan Griffith, performed by Mark Turetsky. For Arthur. 1. Papa's manatee story goes like this. When he was a kid, way before he met Nana, and way before I even existed, he used to take his dad's canoe out into the Indigo River, hoping to catch some fish to fry. His family didn't have much money, so he wanted to help out. And one day, instead of fish, Papa found a manatee. He gave up on fishing and followed the manatee down the river, away from town, into a cove ringed with palm trees. It was a cloudy day, but when the sun came out, Papa saw another manatee swimming near the canoe, and then another, and another, until he realized there was a whole herd of manatees in the cove. Papa sat there for hours, till sunset, while the manatees puttered around his canoe. He says it was one of the most magical days of his life. He says that sitting there, watching them, he felt peaceful, like he didn't have anywhere else to be. Like it didn't matter what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow. Like for a little while at least, everything was okay. I love the story, but I also love the way Papa tells it. The way he smiles his crooked smile and waggles his bushy eyebrows when he describes the manatees as big gray blobs. I love his voice, too. It's the deepest voice I've ever heard. Like he's drawing it up from the bottom of the sea. Like each word is a sunken treasure. But ever since Papa got a kind of dementia called Alzheimer's, his manatee story has been changing. He takes away certain parts and adds others. Now he says that he stayed with them past sunset, till the stars came out. He says that the manatees danced and somersaulted in the water. I don't know if I believe that bit about the somersaults, though. Honestly, I don't know if I believe any of it anymore. I've never seen a cove ringed with palm trees, and I've biked a whole lot of the Indigo River coast. I've never seen a manatee either. Even though they're supposed to live in the river, and I've been looking for them for basically my whole life, aka 11 years. I want to believe Papa's story. I want to hold on to it. But it feels like trying to hold on to a wave at the beach, the way I did when I was little. And didn't know any better. I'd stand waist deep in the ocean and dig my toes into the sand. When a wave reached the shore, I'd try to wrap my arms around it, but it always slipped away. One time it even carried me with it. I lost my footing, and my whole world turned to water, and for a few seconds there was no up or down, no sky or sand, just me. Spinning in the darkness until Papa's hand found mine. 2. There, I say, pointing to a speckled lizard racing along the bank of the canal. Tommy squats for a closer inspection.
Brown anole, he says, discovery number 22.
He pushes his glasses up the bridge of his nose.
Peter, I estimate there's a 78% chance we've run out of lizard species native to Central Florida.
I scowl.
You're a non-believer.
But I believe in lots of things, says Tommy, like gravity and chlorophyll.
Chloro what?
Chlorophyll. It's the pigment in plants that makes them green.
He's talking fast now, the way he always does when he gets going about a new word he just learned.
I was listening to a Science Daily podcast about the plant reproductive cycle.
Good grief, Tommy, I say, sponging the sweat off my face with my shirt. It's the first day of summer vacation, and the sun must know it, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?